G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
During discussions within the Bioeconomy Initiative and the Climate and Environmental Sustainability Working Group in Manaus, representatives deliberated on aligning the bioeconomy with the interests of indigenous peoples, traditional communities, and family farmers. Topics such as bioremediation, payment for ecosystem services, and the circular economy were also addressed, demonstrating the G20's commitment to ensuring environmental sustainability in the Amazon rainforest. The agenda featured theoretical discussions and practical experiences, including field visits to the forest and engagement with indigenous and waste picker movement representatives in thematic sessions. Karina Pimenta, National Secretary of Bioeconomy at the Ministry of the Environmental and Climate Change, highlighted the significance of Manaus as the venue. She says, holding this initiative in the Amazon region offers the advantage of attracting countries unfamiliar with engaging such profound social diversity. Through these efforts, we aim to promote the sustainable use of biodiversity, effectively manage forests, and to transform resources into essential ingredients such as acai, nuts, and oils for products like shampoos and medicines. At the bioeconomy meeting, Ambassador André Correa do Lago, Secretary of Environmental and Climate Change at Itamaraty, Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, emphasized G20 countries' commitment to the initiative. The ambassador says, the Brazilian proposal garnered widespread support from numerous countries, engaging several ministries in discussions. The topic holds implications across international ministries, presenting a valuable opportunity to discuss forest management and promote bioeconomy initiatives benefiting forest populations. Adalberto Maluf, Secretary of Urban Environment and Environmental Quality at Brazil's Ministry of the Environment and Climate Change, emphasized advancements in waste management and the circular economy agenda within the Sustainability Working Group. He says, within the Waste Management and Circular Economy Group, we successfully endorsed a document drafted by the Brazilian presidency, incorporating input from multiple countries. This document introduces international criteria to empower waste pickers, expand recycling efforts, implement national composting strategies, and reduce food waste. These innovations mark a significant stride toward promoting an inclusive global circular economy. The next Bioeconomy Initiative meeting is scheduled for July in Rio de Janeiro, with the Climate and Environmental Sustainability Working Group convening in the same location in October. This is Pedro Sardinha reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.